And you are listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Mid-Missouri source for in-depth news, diverse talk, music of the world. It's more than radio, it is community radio. Coming to you live, 89.5 on the FM dial and streaming on the web at kopn.org. It is just a minute or so before 9 o'clock, and you are listening to Open Mic Radio. My name is Mike Hagan, and I'll be back with you in a few minutes here after we play a little bit of music. My guests today are Mercer and Johnson. That's Shannon Mercer and Brock Johnson, and they're going to be, in fact, they're setting up a little bit of music here in the background here. My friend Dave Angle just walked in the door and handed me a CD, which I think is Dernley here too? All right. Hi, Dave. Hey, come on in and say hi, you guys. There's no problem. Hi. What's up?
We came in to provide Open Mic with a recording of the KOPN song that we, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, I came in and played it during the pledge drive.
That's right.
And it is our gift, I guess.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. It's, for anybody who wasn't listening, we may have to sneak that on at some point today. Dave wrote a little ditty for the pledge drive and for KOPN a few weeks ago, and I guess you formalized it and you and Dave recorded it.
That's right.
Hi, David.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great.
You guys should stick around for a few minutes and listen to these guys play some music, maybe,
that
huh?
That is definitely a pleasure.
Okay, so I will say a few things first here. Thank you to my friend Tim Carey, who was on the program last week. We had a great time. I love Tim. He's a great musician, a real good songwriter, and has a lot of projects that are going on around town. The Ridge Runners, as a matter of fact, hold on, let me grab my notes here. They are playing July 8th at Cooper's Landing. Put that on your schedule, people, if you want to go see Tim and the gang out there at Cooper's Landing, July 8th. And I'm going to try to do a little bit of review of some of the music that's coming up over the next week or two. And I'll do that later in the program. But since I got Dave and Dave here, you guys have a show coming up on, is it the 12th or the
13th? 13th, Friday the 13th, Logboat.
All right, Friday the 13th, Logboat. That is Dave Dernley, Dave Angle, the Daves. I guess Tony will probably be there as well.
A bunch of Daves. All the Daves are going to be there.
Okay. That's true. A rare occurrence.
Dave Randall, Dave Reen, Dave, and Dave.
European Daves.
All right, so we're going to have a slew of Daves down at Logboat on July 13th. I think that's your album release party.
Indeed.
As well. I think Bartholomew Bean will be opening that.
Correct.
That,
well said. Yeah, that's
show.
Right. Thank you for reminding me.
Okay, so Bart Bean and then the Daves on the 13th of July. That's going to be a great show. Did you guys play last night somewhere?
At Logboat.
How was that? I'm sorry I missed it.
It was great. It impaired our effectiveness this morning.
Is that right? Well, you're looking pretty sharp to me. So. Of course, my standards aren't the highest, you know.
We look okay for radio.
That's right. Yeah, that's why. You know, I did Cat TV for like 3 weeks back a few years ago, and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I'm much. Our faces are better for
me. Oh man, I'm like I can barely listen to myself, but watching it, I just couldn't do it. Yeah. So anyway, thanks to Tim Carey. Thanks to the Daves for coming in and dropping off the pledge song that Dave wrote. We'll try to play that a little bit later. And coming up in just a few minutes, we've got Mercer and Johnson, and we'll talk with those guys a little bit about their background, and they'll play some music for us live in the studio. And in the meantime, here's some Mercer and Johnson that was recorded not too long ago at the Missouri Bluegrass Fest.
Thank you.
A little bit of Mercer and Johnson live from Missouri Bluegrass Festival. That was this year, I guess, actually. I kind of just pulled it up this morning. Let's see. We got this microphone is Shannon.
Yeah.
And then we got you there. And then I got a green one there for Mr. Johnson. Brock, say hi.
Hello.
All right. That's cool. It's Mike Hagan. You're listening to Open Mic Radio. My guests this morning are Shannon Mercer and Brock Johnson of the infamous Mercer and Johnson duo, playing music around these parts for quite some time, and I'm thrilled to have them on the air with me this morning, and thanks for coming down, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so I want to ask a little, we're going to play some music, or you guys are going to play some music for the listeners, but I want to do sort of a proper interview as well, so you're going to have to suffer through some questions here, because there are some people out there probably who don't know a whole lot about you, myself included. I've heard your music plenty of times, but I really don't know that much about you guys, so a little bit of background first. Shannon, where are you from? Are you a Missouri guy?
Oh, yeah. Northwest Missouri, middle of nowhere.
Born and raised?
Yep.
How'd you get here to Columbia?
I moved to Columbia to join a band.
Really?
Yep.
How long ago was that?
About 137 years, somewhere in there.
He's one of those hobbit folk.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Elvish or something. All right, so what was your first musical venture here? Who'd you come to play with?
I moved here to join a band called Ditch Witch that had a record deal already, and pretty much we almost immediately went on tour.
Uh-huh.
Left for a while. So, that's the whole reason I came here. I guess most people come and go to school or, you know, all those things and end up washed up here for a long time.
what was the style of music that Ditch Witch played?
It was just kind of heavy, louder guitars and mixed with root stuff, so it was kind of a...
What were you playing, band?
I was playing bass. I joined the band to play bass.
And you play the guitar, you play the mandolin?
Banjo,
anything with strings? Hey,
as long as it doesn't have a bow. Can't handle the bow.
All right. did you have, you got music in your background, family or something like that?
Yeah, my brother started teaching me how to play when I was 7.
Really?
My mom was a ragtime piano player.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you know Chris Robinson, Memphis Chris, the guy who plays harmonica. He plays with the Daves once in a while. Played professionally down in Memphis for quite a while. But he sets up that Joplin Music Festival in Sedalia that happens once a year.
Yeah.
I think it just went down maybe a month ago or so. And that's supposed to be an outrageously cool thing. I mean, there's supposed to be some great, great musicians up there.
That would be a lot of fun to see.
Yeah, so, all right, so, Brock, what about you? Where are you from? You're a Missouri guy as well?
Yeah, I grew up down at the Lake of the Ozarks and came up here to go to school and ended up washed up here.
how long have you guys been together as the band is right now?
June
of 2010.
Okay. So, how'd you get together? How'd you guys meet?
I used to work together in the kitchen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Didn't you work down at Quentin's for a long time?
Yeah, that was that right there, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So it was down there that you guys met?
Yep.
And just decided, hey, let's start doing something?
Yep, pretty much.
Huh. All right, well, cool enough. That's enough for a minute at least. So why don't you guys play a played a little bit of music for us, okay?
Right. Hello.
Okay, let's see. Let me get this other mic on as well so we got a little background. And Mike, give me a minute here out there, listeners, to get these... get the levels right, but you're going to hear a little bit of live music here from Mercer and Johnson coming to you from KOPN.org, streaming live and also, of course, on the radio 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. This is Open Mic Radio, and this is Mercer and Johnson. Waking them up, you know. Yeah. that's what we do. So on Friday mornings, at least. It's funny because I get a lot of calls and text messages, believe it or not, every Friday. Say, hey, that was awesome. It was like so. Anyway, and we got our own little crowd here today. So I told Tim last week. I'm like my motivation. I get these own little private concerts, you know, every Friday morning, and whoever's lucky enough to walk in the door gets to join with. So.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, all right, thanks very much. What song we called, you guys?
What's that?
What's that song called?
That song is called Hard to Get Used To.
Hard to Get Used To, all right. And is that off of a recording, that's an original song?
Yeah, it's an original song, and it's on...
I can't remember.
2, T-O-O, the second record we did. We named it really, really inventively.
That's pretty funny, actually.
we're inventive, you know, the name.
Right. Okay, so how many records have you guys made? I know there's one called Stories from Home.
Yep, that's the last one.
Is that the most recent one?
There's three. There's three, and there's an EP online that's only online.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some stuff, like, right when we got together, we put some stuff up online for free. But we've since taken that down.
Pay only, all right, people?
Well, you know, it was done in the basement. The quality might not have been exactly as high as we thought it needed to be.
Right. All right, so speaking of recorded material, what's you guys got anything planned? Are you working on anything?
Yeah, I actually fly back out on the 8th of July to go back to Lafayette, Louisiana, and finish having fiddle players play on the new record. It should be done in August.
All right. So you got a new record coming out?
Hopefully it'll come out, yeah.
Has it been titled?
No, it hasn't.
Okay. And you're recording that where?
Lafayette, Louisiana. Lonesome Whistle Recording. Our friend David Livingston has a studio there it's a very nice studio, and he's got really good ears. So.
Yeah, so that's where have you done recording there before?
Yeah, the last two records.
Yeah.
Both been done there.
What's his name? David Livingston.
Yep.
What's his connection?
He booked us in Lafayette the first time we traveled I-10 to play all those shows,
right.
And we just started getting along. So, and he wanted to record, and we wanted to record, so worked out pretty good.
All right, well, why don't you, you got something you want to share, maybe? I mean, I shouldn't be so presumptuous, but Dave's over giving me the thumbs, but maybe you want to play something new or not. Play something old, play anything you like, but why don't you play another song for us?
Oh, yeah. Let me just see if I can make this machine work.
All right.
Mandolins go from temperature to temperature, not well.
You know, I play for fun with Kevin Clawton a little bit,
yep.
And we actually played yesterday afternoon, and I had my guitar in the car, which, you know, for kind of just goes around with me, and it was about 100 degrees in my truck, and it was way sharp when I got in there, and, you know, like within about 10 minutes, the thing is like, whoa, like way down.
We were
and he's crying about his mandolin all the time. So.
Oh yeah, they're temperamental beasts.
All right, well. We are going to hear another song here from Mercer & Johnson, and let's hear it, guys. Anything you want to play, and you can do it right now. You're listening to it on KOPN Columbia, Open Mic Radio. Here's Mercer & Johnson, everybody.
other way.
Mercer and Johnson, everybody. You're listening to it here at 9:21 in the morning on a Friday morning, and we're rocking and rolling and playing some. What style would you guys? I wouldn't try to pigeonhole you, but I guess there's a bluegrass, stompgrass sort of. I don't
hillbilly.
Know.
Yeah, we just call it hillbilly music, you know.
All right, well, that's good enough for me. So, anyway, fantastic stuff. And once again, we got Mercer and Johnson live in the studio. I'm fortunate enough to have them with me here today. And we're playing some live music. They've got a new record coming out in August, we're hoping, something like that. And we'll look forward to that. Do you guys have any shows? You tour in the summer, or what are you doing this summer? I mean, I know obviously you were doing some recording, but...
We've got... I guess we're playing what is next Tuesday for the Red, White, and Bluegrass thing. I keep wanting to call it Mojo's. Doesn't matter how long it takes.
Right, I know. Same thing
Rose here. Music right. Hall is what they call it now.
All right. What's going on at Rose?
It's the third. It's the
July 3rd.
Night before. And it's, what, Arkansas? Us. And one of John Galbraith's bands, maybe?
Galbraith and Gorham.
There
man,
you
he's
go.
Got a lot of projects these days.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a busy man.
He is.
They're all great.
Yeah. No kid. That guy's something else. What a guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of guitar players, one's going to say goodbye to us right now, I think.
I want to also ask about the origins of that last song.
Oh,
I love that song. Right. Please tell
me. Question from the crowd here. The origins of that last song. And what's the name of it, by the way?
It's called The Other Way.
The Other Way. It's a great song, yeah.
As I say sometimes, like most great traditional bluegrass songs, it's made up of quotes from The Wire and Sling Blade. So... I don't know.
All right. Good enough for you, Dave?
Yeah. I've heard a better story, a longer version. That's my text
All right. Hey, you guys, thanks for coming down. And thanks again for the song, Dave's. And don't forget to catch Dave and Dave and all the other Daves at Logboat on the 13th of July. That's Friday the 13th. And Bart Bean will be opening that show, and that's the album release party for the Dave's record. And that's a great record, too, so you should go down there and support those guys, okay? All right, back in the studio here, we have Shannon and Brock, and they have been kind enough to come down and play some music for everybody. And I'm going to ask them to play another one, because I don't want to talk too much. I think they're more comfortable jamming behind these instruments. So we'll play another one, and then I'll give you guys a break for a couple minutes. I've got to talk about a few things on the air after that, and then we'll come back and do a little bit more, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Brock and Shannon, one more time. Mercer and Johnson, KOPN Columbia, Open Mic Radio. Go get it, guys. Thank you. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Give me a couple minutes here to take care of a little business, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with Mercer and Johnson. Okay. It is Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. It's about 26 minutes after the hour on Friday, the 29th of June. And the weather is hot, all right? There's not much else to say. It's just hot, and that's what it is in Missouri in the summertime. So prepare for hot weather and take care of yourselves and try to stay cool, drink water, all that stuff. If you have animals or elderly or people that are in, you know, some sort of need, you know, just take care of everybody, you know, try to keep cool and make sure you drink some water and, you know, go to a swimming pool or something if you got access. So, okay, this program is brought to you by listener support and a donation from Pizza Tree Pizza. Pizza Tree offers pizza art, build your own pizza, specialty pies, gluten-free pies, pizza by the slice, salads, and much more. Pizza Tree is located at 909 Cherry Street and is open 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Sunday through Wednesday and 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. More information at pizzatree.com or on Facebook. And I may go there for lunch today. I love Pizza Tree Pizza. And they're real good to the station here, too. We had a big pledge drive a few weeks ago, and there were at least a few days where those guys brought a couple of pies down here for the people that were volunteering their time here at the station, and it was great. So thanks to Pizza Tree and to all of our underwriters who help keep the station on the air here. We appreciate all the support from the businesses and associations, corporations, whoever locally, and also the individuals, you know, who sponsor and help out the station, okay? All right. One other thing, we have been having a variety of sound issues, quality issues, as we transition to an improved way of transmitting our signal. We have, we're trying to get things straightened out. We're having an issue with our satellite dish on the KOPN roof as well. Maybe it has something to do with the weather. I don't know. It's a pretty easy fix, but the guy who does it has to come up from Springfield, so it won't be done for another week. So please bear with us if things aren't sounding particularly well. Actually, right now, things sounded really good. I was out in the other room listening to the music, and it actually sounds quite good. Anyway, we're doing what we can here to get things up to snuff, and there are a lot of improvements that are happening behind the scene, so just bear with us, okay? All right, couple other things I want to mention before we get back to Mercer and Johnson. I mentioned Tim Carey on the air last week, but there have been a number of people that asked if they could listen to the program if they missed it on the air. So I'm in the process of putting all these programs up on my old website. I'll make a special page for Open Mic Radio, and I'll just put the put a little like an archive page there. So very shortly, you'll be able to go to the Open Mic Radio archives, and then you can click on any of those links and either download or listen to any of the programs that that I've done. And that'll include this one here that we're doing with Brock and Shannon. Within a couple days, that should be up on the web. So I'll send out a note, and I guess next week I'll let everyone know what that web address is. But hopefully have that going pretty soon here. A couple other things I want to mention, some things that are happening around town in the next few weeks. We just had the Daves in. I mentioned that they are playing an album release show at Logboat. That is July the 13th. Don't miss that. That'll be a great show at a great venue. It's really fun out there in the park at Logboat. And Bartholomew Bean opening for those guys, and he's a lot of fun too. The 12th, which is the day before that, Paul Weber and the Scrappers will be opening for Lucero. And I don't know. That's probably a Blue Note show. I don't know. You guys know Paul, right?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of the Scrappers?
Awesome. They're great.
They're me awesome. Too. I think they're fantastic. Kind of came out of nowhere. I really like the project.
Yeah. I think that's actually maybe in the park at Rose, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Is that right?
I think it's one of their outdoor things down there.
All right, cool. So that's happening on the 12th. The Compass Music Camp, which is something that my friend Phil Sean Johnson puts together. It's a fantastic program for kids. If you're interested in music, it's an all-week-long camp, and you get together with other kids and write songs and put bands together, and you know, you kind of go in there on your own and come out with new friends and maybe some new songs and certainly some new knowledge about about music and about playing with other people. So the Compass Band Camp, that's going on July the 16th through the 20th. And you can just Google Compass Band Camp and find out more information about that, okay? Also, Fire in the Sky, that's the 4th of July celebration that's coming up here in Columbia. There's a bunch of people down there. Among them are Violet and the Undercurrents, my friends Phil and her band. They will be playing sometime, I'm not sure, but once again, just go to the website, I think Fire in the Sky Columbia, and you can find the schedule for all the music that's out there. Let's see, we talked about the Dave Scrappers, Ruth, my friend Ruth Acuff, and Interstellar Overdrive. They are doing a tribute to Zeppelin, I think, down in at the state capitol, and that's on the 3rd, July 3rd. So if you want to see Interstellar Overdrive, or maybe it's Zoso, I'm not sure what. Anyway, they're down there, and maybe it's both of them. At any rate, July 3rd at the Capitol again. You can Google. I shouldn't give Google all these free advertising. Should use something else like DuckDuck. You know, it really sucks though because I've tried so hard to use other search engines, and the truth is they're just not as good. Yeah. I tried this DuckDuckGo, and it's like, well, I mean, I appreciate that you're not sending my data anywhere, but I can't even use. But you're not giving me anything that I need. You know, I mean, I got to give the guys at Google credit, man. They got you figured out, man.
Oh yeah.
I hate to say it, but at any rate, I got nothing to hide, so...
there you go.
Well, at least nothing that I'm willing to talk about. I better just shut up. We have Mercer and Johnson in the studio and playing live music this morning on a Friday, hot Friday morning, and we're going to say hello again to those guys. when's your show coming up?
It's the 3rd.
Okay.
Tuesday the 3rd.
Tuesday
at Rose.
And that's out at Rose. Anybody? And that's a couple other bands playing as well in a bluegrass sort of festival.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, excellent. And let's see, what else? Ridge Runners, July 8th at Cooper's. That'll be cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, you guys want to play another song?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Cool. All right, Mercer and Johnson in the studio here, Open Mic Radio, and you're listening to it on KOPN Columbia. Thanks, guys.
his whole life away. Four lanes, Motel 6, any place to let him play. He's holding on to some dreams. Should have died when he was 25, at least that's how it seems. Hey, looking up to Stephen once back in his younger days. Tell what you want about that man, but the mother sure could.
Another great one. What's that song from? Is that a,
that is Stories from Home.
Stories from Home. I guess I should have known that. All right, another great song. You guys have a lot of material. How do you write? Is it primarily one or both of you together, or a little bit of both? Or?
It just depends. However it comes out. It's happened in pretty much all the ways you can imagine from. From in the car between Knoxville and Nashville to, you know, by ourselves to, yeah, it just,
right,
it, just to, kinds. You know, with other people, yeah, I mean, it just, however the inspiration comes is how it comes.
You've got a lot of, you have some guests on the new record?
Oh, yeah. Well, the last record, for the first time, we had, actually had a guy named Ben Shank, who's a fiddle player in a band called the Cathead Biscuit Boys from Lafayette, play fiddle on it. And this time we're going to have, we've already had a fellow who hosts the Ernest Tubb Midnight radio show on Sirius XM and all that.
Right.
Play some fiddle on it. And then we've got, if it all works out as it's planned, we're going to have some really, really good fiddle players play on it when I go back down. So it should be pretty cool. It's always nice to be around people that can really play.
Yeah. The recording's essentially, I mean, how far along are you, I guess?
The basic tracks are all done. Like I say, we're just waiting on fiddle players and trying to figure out, you know, just a few other details. And it should be, then it'll just be mixing and done.
Do you ever have guests to play with you guys when you're out playing live?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Actually, our friend Chris Gebhardt, who actually played on, did he play on Stories from Home? I think he played on Stories from Home. we took him to Lafayette with us and asked to play. But yeah, we do a thing with him called the Missouri Monsters that's just us doing like a bunch of old honky-tonk songs.
I know.
Not really any original stuff at all. And then he'll play with us every now and then. So, yeah, it's you know, it's fun to have more than just the two of us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can kind of add and subtract from it. I mean, no big deal, right?
Yeah, but, and, you know, going back to what you were talking about earlier with the music camp thing, when you're going through the stuff on the...
Right.
I mean, obviously, there's no wrong way to do music, whatever trips your trigger. But the really cool part about it is playing with people.
That's right.
Playing with other people.
That's right.
That's, to me, that's an amazing part of it. It's great to be in your room by yourself doing whatever, too.
Right.
There's no wrong way. Right. But playing with people is really where, to me, it comes together and brings it to a different level.
Yeah, the shared fun of the thing, I guess, if nothing else. It's just so damn much fun. And to be able to look across the room or wherever and see the smile and know you're having a good time.
Oh, great. Yeah. And that should be why everybody is in it, to have fun.
Right.
You know, that's what it's for.
That's what it's about, right? Mm. Yeah, sometimes that gets lost when the money gets involved, right?
Oh, yeah.
And,
it can.
Yeah. But, hey, let's see. One other thing I wanted to ask you, what do you think of the local scene around here? I tend to ask everybody what they make of what's kind of going on in mid-Missouri.
I think that we're back at a... I was gone for a little while, and it seemed like things were kind of shaky, but I think we're back at the point where there's some really nice things going on.
Yeah.
I do kind of wish there were more young rock and roll bands around. That's
yeah. You know there's a couple of them, but they're still so, I think, so green that we haven't heard of them yet.
Haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, there's a in fact there's a band that's called White Lodge, and the only reason I know is because my neighbor across the way, his kid plays the bass for him, and they're practicing there almost every night.
They are a
rock and roll band.
Awesome.
And with some pretty damn good guitar playing for kids that are 16, 15 years old, you know.
It's called White Lodge. Is that like a Twin Peaks reference?
I'm not sure, you know. I actually told them I'll have them come down here to the studio when they'd like, if they're comfortable enough, and we'll find out where the name came from.
Yeah. And you'd also like to know, yeah, if they're young kids, is it Twin Peaks? Do people know what Twin Peaks is?
Right. They're like, well, I don't know, maybe it is. All right, so we got about, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes or so before I have to kind of switch gears and get ready for the program that is following this one. So why don't you guys got maybe one or two left?
I'll probably give you one more.
All right, let's do one more, and then we'll continue on from there, everybody. It's been a pleasure. This is Mike Hagan. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, and we have had for the last hour Brock and Shannon from Mercer and Johnson in the studio, and it's been a pleasure, and they are going to play another one for us right here.
I was standing on the international border between Missouri and the bad parts of this world.
Play the rim.
right, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Great stuff. Sure appreciate you coming down.
Thanks for having us.
That was a blast. Yeah, so what do you got going this weekend?
Not much. Working.
No?
Playing a party.
Playing a party. Working.
Yeah? Yeah, down at the quarry, I guess.
We should give
a shout-out to the quarry,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
If you're unfamiliar, there is a relatively new place in town. It's down there underneath the Gumby's, kind of. Back where the old Sapphire Lounge used to be, and then it was Roxy's, I guess, or Sideshow.
Sideshow, yeah.
Jesse's place, and then I guess that was it before.
Yeah, right? I think so.
Well, now it's a confetti, I guess, but anyway, it's on the side over there. Anyway, it's called the Quarry, and it's down there beneath Gummies, and it's a good little joint for a beer and a sandwich, some like sort of Cajun style.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yep.
Yeah. I guess you bring a little bit of that from Louisiana, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We work pretty hard to try to get the food right there, so hopefully it's right.
All right, well, everybody go down there, maybe have a taste. Okay, let's see. Don't forget Mercer and Johnson, July 3rd. That will be at the Rose Music Hall, and hopefully some new recorded music coming out from them in a couple of months. All right. Once again, thanks, Shannon. I'll catch you later.
Thanks.
All right, everybody. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. And I should read a little PSA here. Give me a second. VAC. Let's talk about this. VAC is an advocate for volunteerism in the community. Through local presentations, volunteer fairs, and the Helping Hand catalog, Volunteer Action Center helps connect volunteers to hundreds of valuable community programs. In addition to year-round direct services, VAC sponsors special initiatives throughout the year, including the Youth Enrichment Fund, Lunch in the Park, Warm Up Columbia, and the Christmas program. VAC always needs donations to help its clients, and you can help them out if you can, all right? It's located at 403 Vandiver Drive. More details, 573-874-2273. All right, now before I get to anything else, I'll probably play a little Mercer and Johnson on the way out of here, but I want to listen to the song that that Dave Dernley and Dave Angle brought in just a little while ago. For the background on this, we did a pledge drive a few weeks ago, and while I was begging for money on the air, Dave Angle showed up and just happened to pop in, and that's one of the sort of the environment that I'm trying to create here on this program is sort of open mic, open door, and if you're one of the gang or somebody who wants to come in and say hi, you just drop in. You know, if I'm here in the studio and on the air, stop in and say hello, okay? And anyway, Dave did that, and he brought his guitar, and he played a little song that he wrote for KOPN, and it was really cool, and I'm glad that he decided that he and Dave should actually record it, and they did, and so we're going to play that right now. And once again, this is Dave, well, I guess it's the Daves, and the song is called simply KOPN Song.
It's my ears, I think I'm gonna puke. I got nothing against old Stevie Ray, but you can hear that cat anywhere on any day. Give me community, I wanna hear it again. Turn your radio down. KOPA. Spotify, she's gonna make me cry. Take a million plays, I'm still trying to get by, yeah, yeah. Don't matter who fits the suit, it matters who is speaking the truth, yeah, yeah. Give me community, I'm gonna hear it again. Turn your radio down.
All right, there it is. KOPN song from the Daves. And I sure appreciate that, Dave. And Dave, that's fantastic. And I will do something appropriate with that. We'll share it here with other people at the station. Maybe we can turn that into some sort of a promotional piece or something. But great stuff, and I sure appreciate it. Okay, I also appreciate Shannon and Brock for coming down at a rather ungodly hour of about 8:45 in the morning to play some music for me and for everybody else out there in listener land. So if you get a chance, support those guys as well. Mercer and Johnson playing the 3rd of July out there in Rose Park, and they're out and about quite a bit. I'm sure that won't be the last time they're available to be seen this summer, okay? And good luck to those guys with their new record that's coming out. We've got about 7 minutes or so left. Diggy Splash, my friend Joel Heron, a.k.a. Diggy Splash, will be on the air with me next week. I'm putting him on the spot here because we've been kind of going back and forth, but hopefully next week he can make it, and we'll probably just play some music, some recorded stuff, and he and I'll talk a little bit about some of the projects that he has going on around town, and I don't know, he's an interesting fella, and we'll do a little interview with Diggy Splash next week. In the meantime, we will play a little bit of Mercer and Johnson on the way out. In 5 or 6 minutes, we have Diana Moxon with the wonderful program called Speaking of the Arts. That comes on at 10 o'clock, and I'll be sticking around running the board for Diane, so I always look forward to her for her program, and you can find out about what's happening in the art scene here in Columbia. That's with Diana in just about 5 minutes, okay? All right, once again, it's been a pleasure to be with y'all, and my name is Mike Hagan. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, and we'll listen to a few more minutes of Mercer and Johnson from the Bluegrass Festival from just a little while ago, okay? And we'll catch you next week. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the Friday. Stay cool. And stay cool.